This is KSAN News. This evening, KMPX Radio is not on the air. It will be off the air for the next several weeks, according to management, while they revamp the format and then come back on the air with new air personalities. The staff of KMPX went on strike of a sort today, and this is the story of what happened. In 1967, at the height of the hippie flowering in San Francisco, a radio station was begun which was programmed by and for freaks, KMPX at 107. Eventually, a dispute developed between the staff and the ownership, and the KMPX staff went on strike. Eventually, they moved over to what is now KSAN and continued what they had been doing at KMPX on KSAN. KMPX continued to program to the hippie community using a scab staff, which eventually was replaced by the staff which continued the station until today. Today, the staff at KMPX, in the culmination of a long dispute with the management of that station, locked themselves in the studios and talked to the community. They ran down the reasons for their seizure of the station, and we'll hear those in the next few minutes. It began like this, with a statement from the KMPX staff collective.
It is the business of the future to be dangerous.
KMPX in San Francisco.
Today, October the 20th, 1970, Sally Moses, Jim Mayer, John Fox, and Roland Young, the KMPX People's Representatives, met with Stan Correll, Creighton Churchill, and Tom Trunnell, the National Science Network Corporation's representatives. The meeting was designed to resolve some of the contradictions that have existed over the past few months. Contradictions that stemmed from the air staff's forming of a collective and management's desire to invoke absolute authority upon a collective, creative, and sensitive group of righteous sisters and brothers. From the meeting, we learned of three directions the management intends to move in. Number one, that Tom Trunnell, the recently hired program director, will have and invoke absolute authority over all matters concerning the sound of the station. Tom Trunnell came in as a result of negotiations that we entered in with management, with the clear understanding that he would be a program director that would not go on the air, who would meet with air representatives to deal with mutual air problems. Apparently, they intend to go back on this, put Tom on the air, and give him absolute authority to move in any kind of direction he so desires. For example, they would like to end the so-called radical political direction of the station that started, they said, with the hiring of Roland Young. That means no political interviews, no political raps, and even no political musical programming. That is to say, putting two or three records together to say something above and beyond just get up, get stoned, fall out, and act crazy. Number two, the management would like to hire new disc jockeys with totally different programming attitudes than are currently being manifested by the present air staff. Programming attitudes that would be hypes along the nature of bringing in people who do not relate to the community that they claim to talk to, the community of KMPX, people far from the outside, people who the air staff finds incompatible with the present working conditions, and who the air staff would like to have some kind of say at who's hired. They say no, the air staff would not be involved in the decision as to who's hired and have nothing to say about it, but would just be here as kind of a mass of silly putty to sit by and let these arbitrary decisions go down. These people who are coming in are going to totally change the nature of the station. Frequently it was mentioned to us that not enough rock and roll was played, that too much of one kind of music was played, specifically mentioned was jazz, etc., etc. It's clear the kind of direction that they plan to move in, and it's totally different than the one they're moving in now. And number three, we learned that they would like Jack Ellis, Joshua John Fox, and Roland Young to resign. We were informed that it's not our air performance that they necessarily object to, but rather instead it's our political ideas and organizing approaches. They think that it's the four of us who are responsible for stirring up the trouble and for organizing the people in the collective, when in fact it was the collective that organized itself. We say hell no to all of this. Hell no. We will not accept it, and we will not go along with these kind of intimidating, absurd forms of behavior that have been exhibited by the management of KMPX. The people are going to firmly stand together. All power to the people.
We can be reached through the hate switchboard. 387-7000. Right on!
Things got really heavy, you know. One day I walked in, I said, hell no, I ain't doing this no more. I'm not going on air until these things are settled. Working conditions in this radio station are intolerable. We have no news. We are not serving the community. We have lousy music and lousy conditions to work under, and people are being mistreated. Nobody has any decent money. We don't have a health plan. These are rotten conditions. No one should have to work under these conditions. Finally, they said, okay, man, here's what we'll do. You know, after we negotiated and threatened to walk out, unified, collectively, we said, we want 4 days off, or 4 days of working, 3 days off for everybody. Everybody to make the same salary. We want a health plan. We want a news department. We want some sisters and some third world people in here. Being male chauvinists, I can't say that they're male chauvinists. I react to them as male chauvinists, racist, and definitely fascist. You know, like I said, can we possibly do this thing? They said, no, you can't do that. We got to have these levels of authority. So what has resulted is a stalemate where you walk in and say, you're going to do this, and we say, no, it's not right for us, it's not right for the community, it's not right for working conditions. Here we have a radio station that is about to go off the air, and it is a result of the oppression and repression and ignorance of incompetent, despicable buffoons.
Well, it's happening down in San Jose right now at KSJO. They got pig radio. KSAM, they got pig radio. KPFA, I can say is, you know, staying above the waves. And KMPX has been trying to do it too. I've been here like for 8 months, and we've really been getting it on, you know. And after 5 months of being here, we finally formed a collective, and we've nominated three people to, like, deal with management. Management hasn't accepted those three people, and it's been clearly stated today, because Roland and John and Sally and Jim Mayers went and talked to the people, and they want to take this station over. They want to take it out of our hands, which is ultimate bullshit, because we are for the people. We are just an extension of you. That's all. We're just your voices, you know, and we love you, and that's what we're here for. And they're taking it out of our hands right now. They're on their way up to the transmitter to cut us off.
KMPX-FM and its ownership National Science Network have resolved an insoluble political impasse by interrupting normal programming and, over the next several weeks, completely revamping broadcast equipment and format. Some of KMPX's erstwhile air broadcast staff had formed a revolutionary collective, a cell structure of possible benefit for both staff and station, but one assuredly carrying violent seed which bred impossibility of survival on commercial radio. Although FCC guidelines were occasionally bent, in spirit and letter, no broadcast censure should issue here against the former air staff. KMPX's problems were not immense on on-air violations, nor violent disagreements on open programming, nor the internal functioning of the air staff collective. The complete and only grounds of conflict between collective and management lay in differing concepts of authority, control, and audience structure. The collective demanded authority and veto power over all phases of station operation, from ad sales and air staff selection to management decisions on budget and funds allocation, where, if such demands had been phrased more loosely, dialogue and compromise might have occurred. Management instead found rigid dogma and unreasoned radical sloganeering. While the collective itself accepted the network salary checks, it also refused under any and all circumstances to accept the wage-paying corporation's direction or control on any material concern. KMPX is non-violently evolutionary, much more liberal in conduct than any other private broadcaster before or since. The former collective was violently revolutionary, seeking media control by cellular dialectical means. under different circumstances, perhaps one where workers do, in fact, own and control broadcast equipment a revolutionary collective might maintain. In commercial radio, where a corporate entity owns and operates a station for fair profit and for benefit of the general public, such power, control, revolutionary demands are impossible and harm the corporation, the public, and the revolutionaries. The impasse formed is one of power and socio-political conflict, not one of creative aesthetics or censorship of ideas. KMPX is suspending normal broadcasting, reforming its entire staff, air, and operations, and reworking its broadcast format, broadening its scope from the former, narrow, radical focus to include more of the community. Those inconvenienced by this action might KMPX suggest listening to KSAN, KJAZZ, KQED-TV and FM, and KPFA. Or write and phone suggestions to KMPX at 771-8503.
I started saying it nearly choked.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're back.
That's bullshit.
At that point, the transmitter was cut off. The KMPX staff did not broadcast the entirety of the management statement. The manager of KMPX, Creighton Churchill, called us here at KSAN later and asked that we broadcast the rest of the statement.
Future programming of KMPX with some new air staff will strive to keep open all the lines of community service and response, including those to the radical element. As before, all opinions and all musical tastes will be represented in a totally open, loose format. There will be no playlists. There will be no non-FCC on-air restrictions. Any and all ideas or statements will and must be represented. KMPX will continue to be the most musically avant-garde, community-involved, and listener-oriented commercial station in the nation. It will develop an outstanding investigative news department and push development of an open, responsive public affairs department and complete community switchboard. Youth-oriented, music-saturated, socially involved, KMPX is getting together as a truly alternative media, a new dimension in environmentally integrated community media. The entire release is signed KMPX, a division of National Science Network, Incorporated.
My immediate problem is to get back into the station and put the station back on the air.
Well, but we don't want the station on the air, man, if it's going to be a reactionary station.
Well, it isn't really a question of what you want. It's a question of my FCC license.
Well, your FCC license will just have to be revoked or taken away.
Well, then you see what you can do about that.
What's your address?
Where?
Where you live.
I live in New York.
So you're a carpetbagger, basically. You don't even live in this area.
No, we have a resident manager. We have a competent resident manager.
We're the local managers. Why would we like to... The local
manager. I mean,
they're on their way over.
This is like a community station, and a lot of people listen to it. And it reflects the, you know, the desires of the community here. So why would a person from New York come in and impose his will on what...
Well, it isn't a question of my doing anything like that. I have a resident manager who is competent. I hired a program director who is competent to run this station locally.
Well, how do you judge competency?
They're in the area.
Roland Young's not competent.
You mean they're in the area? They're afraid to go there?
No, they'll be here in just a moment. We're trying to get a key to open the door.
Well, right now, is the building being held by the employees?
I assume so. I don't even know who's inside.
You don't have a key to the door?
I don't personally, no. It's being gotten now.
Well, what further action do you plan on taking? I mean, if you're not allowed in the building.
We'll broadcast from the facilities.
But, I mean, are you going to bring in the police to break down the door?
No police, no.
What about all equipment inside?
We're going to retain the equipment.
If the people are inside and you can't get in, you can bring the police?
No, I won't bring any police.
Then how are you going to get back?
Why wouldn't you bring the police? I mean, I understand.
It isn't my intention to bring the police. I feel that I can settle this myself.
The position is that everybody's been fired. We all collectively went down. And so we proved that we stood together, you know?
Yeah, right on.
And they're not going to do a bullshit radio station in this city anymore. We told them that. And so up to the people to make sure that doesn't go down, you know? Like, you know how to deal with all this shit. You know how to deal with these radio stations, you know? And we got a couple around now that exist. And we just have to move to a level, man, of not letting these big up with our culture, man. We don't have to take that shit.
The airways belong to the people, not goddamn corporations.
You want them liberated.
All right.
We plan to tie this struggle into the struggle in the Haight-Ashbury and the struggle for the 25th of October. There's a planned celebration to celebrate the birthdays of Timothy Leary and Bobby Seale in the park. We've been denied a permit. They said that the only people that would be there would be the tactical squad. We're having an emergency meeting tonight to deal with that. The people in the Haight are being vamped on. We relate to that struggle in the Haight. We relate to that struggle on the Avenue in Berkeley. And we want all these people to come together and make sure this doesn't go down anymore, you know? And it's up to you people to do that, you know? And that goes for stations like KSAN and all those stations. Mother don't have to exist. And it's up to us to make sure that they don't exist. And we can do it collectively if we want to. We better look at these stations and mother that continue to tolerate this and perpetuate this bullshit culture as pigs. Whether they have long hair or short hair, a pig is a pig. There's only one thing to do to a pig, and I'm not going to say it publicly. That's all I have to say. Everybody else can talk. So, like, it's, you know, it's ended as far as this station is concerned, and we've proven that you cannot do it in the context of a capitalist radio station. They got some young white rock and roll boys that they're ready to bring in right now. They got them off, they got them dressed, they got the glasses on, the haircut.
They've been waiting in our house.
We've seen these people, and they're ready to move in. It takes a lot of money to get a radio station started. We don't have any money, and there's no people station that exists now, but we can do what we want to do on it. So we're like just out in the streets with everybody else, man.
Right. It's like we're okay.
And we have to show it.
Came off the street into this radio.
That's right, man. We all were like out in the streets.
Right out of the community. We've never separated ourselves from the community or from the people, you know? And maybe we, as individuals here at KMPX, won't necessarily get another radio station, but the spirit that existed here will go out, go throughout here and other places, man. And someday, the people, in essence, will have a radio station. Hopefully.